Archives. The Archives and Rare Books Department is located on the lower ground floor to the left as you walk out of the lift. On the right-hand side, there is the window of the supervised reading room where all archives material is consulted. All library users are welcome to work with the archive collections, and visitors come from all over the world to use our unique collections. The library's archives hold over 1,400 archive collections relating to British political, economic and social history, social anthropology and the history of philosophy. A taste of our collections includes the papers of the Independent Labour Party and the Labour Representation Committee, the papers of Hugh Dalton, who was Chancellor of the Exchequer in the 1945 Labour government, the Liberal Party and the papers of David Steele and Paddy Ashdown, the fieldwork notes and photographs of Polish anthropologist Bronislaw Malinowski's work in the Trobriand Islands, the Irish playwright George Bernard Shaw's personal collection of photographs, and the Hall Carpenter archives of lesbian and gay activism. We also look after the library's collections of historic pamphlets and rare books, including texts on politics and economics. The purpose-built archive unit houses almost 3 kilometres of shelving and is designed to store the collections in optimum conditions, controlling temperature, humidity and light. The reading room offers 16 study spaces for researchers, and a member of archive staff is always on hand to help. Our archive's reprographic service can provide photocopies, photographs and microfilm of our archive items. The reading room has separate opening hours from the main library. For details and for more about archives, collections and services, please see the library website.